From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has pleaded not guilty to charges involving the disappearance of millions from a state-owned investment fund to personal accounts. He faces a charge of abuse of power and three of criminal breach of trust involving a former subsidiary of the State Development Fund 1MBD. He was granted bail at nearly $250,000. Mr. Najib's court appearance Wednesday comes just 2 months after he was defeated at the polls. Leishina Paniker is a Malaysian university student.
I did not expect it at all, but hearing this news, I have to be honest, was very pleasing. I'm really glad that it happened because it goes to show how no one truly is above the law.
In Kuala Lumpur, University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Clive Kessler said the former Prime Minister's election loss led to his eventual arrest.
Had he not lost the election, he wouldn't be in this situation. He lost the situation because people became dissatisfied and unhappy and quite angry about all the things that he did that have led him to be charged as he is being charged at the moment.
Mr. Najib has called the charges politically motivated and vowed to clear his name. UN rights experts have charged troops and rebels in Democratic Republic of Congo's restive Kasai region with atrocities, including mass rape, dismemberment, and cannibalism, during a year-long conflict that ended in 2017. The president of the international experts team, Bakre Wale Ndaya, said the last months of the conflict evolved into an extremely threatening inter-ethnic conflict. His report was presented to the UN Human Rights Council Tuesday, based on accounts of hundreds of witnesses, victims, and perpetrators. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani insists the reimposition of U.S. sanctions targeting his country's oil sector will never be able to cut off the country's exports completely. He said it's incorrect and unwise to imagine that someday all producer countries will be able to export their surplus and Iran won't be able to export any. Monday, the U.S. announced a two-level reimposition of sanctions after pulling out of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. But Deakin University analyst Sharam Akbarzadeh believes Tehran will be able to evade some sanctions.
Iran has been able to evade international sanctions even before this nuclear deal and export its oil to Asia. But it's going to make it very difficult for Iran to export its oil, clearly. So I think the damage that the U.S. can do would be substantial, but it wouldn't cut Iran off completely.
Iran and its European partners in the nuclear deal are to meet in Vienna Friday on the way forward after the U.S. pullout. The U.N. Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting Thursday to discuss the Russian-backed Syrian assault on rebel-held southern Syria that has forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. The area used to be protected by an internationally arranged de-escalation zone. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert lamented the latest violence.
There are ongoing airstrikes. Some humanitarian aid had been stopped. We understand that some humanitarian aid may be getting back in again, at least for now, but it's certainly not a safe situation. So we're continuing to have talks with the Russians. We're continuing to have talks with the Jordanians and express our extreme concern about the situation there.
The matter was discussed between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the phone Tuesday. They also spoke about next week's planned summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. U.S. lawmakers in Moscow Tuesday met Russian officials. Senator Richard Shelby talked about the bilateral relationship.
I believe Russia and the United States and the world will be a lot better off if we improve our relationship.
Ties have been shattered over allegations of Russian meddling in U.S. elections, the annexation of Crimea and Syria. The rights group Amnesty International said the new government in Sierra Leone has failed to restore the right to freedom of assembly and has yet to prosecute police who killed protesters over a decade. It called on the administration to help restore public confidence in security forces. In the American West, hundreds of firefighters are battling out-of-control wildfires fueled by a low humidity and high temperatures and winds in California and Colorado. A day before the 4th of July Independence Day holiday, U.S. stocks were modestly lower in Tuesday trading, investors watching the imposition of new tariffs on billions in Chinese imports. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.